Hello, thank you for joining us on Live, Learn, Love, Lead, a podcast of Bethel Christian Church in Warren, Michigan. Our mission is to live in the power of Christ, learn to become like Christ, love as the family of Christ, and to lead others to Christ. This year, our aim is to grow in these four L's as we study through the Old Testament. Listen for this week's thoughts.
Welcome to Live, Learn, Love, Lead, the weekly podcast of Bethel Christian Church. I'm Pastor William Farina.
Hi, this is Danielle. Thank you for spending some time with us this week. This week we're still in the Psalms. It's nice for the summer. We're in Psalm 45 to 62, and we're going to focus in on chapter 51.
Yeah, we're getting deep into the Psalms, the poetry section that's both human and hopeful.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it. Psalm 51 is a classic psalm. It's David's psalm. Mm-hmm. Remember, not all, David wrote most of the psalms, but there are others. And the next one, we'll be getting into another person who wrote psalms as well. But Psalm 51 is a prayer of David of repentance and forgiveness.
Yeah.
We know the story. Mm-hmm. If you don't know the story, David committed adultery with Bathsheba.
Mm-hmm.
And then he conspired to have her husband sent to battle because he was the king and had that authority, where he was killed. And David knew he was sending him
to die.
And it was conspiracy for murder. Adultery and murder. You can't get much worse on the sin list, although sin with God is sin.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says all of us have sinned. And here we see in Psalm 51, David's prayer of repentance and forgiveness. And while there may be some of us today who will say, well, but Pastor, I've not committed adultery. I've not conspired to commit murder. And look, if there may be someone who has been committed some type of sin that they feel is a very gross type of sin, listen, there's forgiveness if we'll repent, just like David did. And maybe we haven't committed that level of a sin, if we want to call it that. But really, honestly, sin with God is sin.
Right. See, in his sin was pride.
Yeah.
When he fell from heaven.
And there are a lot of little things and steps that he took that led to that. You don't just wake up one day and commit adultery and wake up one day and conspire to commit murder.
Mm-hmm.
There's a process of us distancing ourselves from God and doing the wrong things and making poor choices that lead to the ultimate act. So wherever we are in the scope, and listen, all of us, including me, we'll need a prayer of repentance and forgiveness at some time in our life, and we'll need it at different consistent times, because we do make mistakes. We do sin. We do miss the mark. That's what sin is. It's missing the mark. But what I love about the Psalms here, in Psalm 51, is David's prayer of repentance and forgiveness is so very personal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I believe, is the key. If we have messed up, and if there's someone who'll say, whatever level it is, and we feel like our life is not going the direction we want, and we want to turn it around, we want God to forgive us and to help us, he'll do that. But we have to make it personal. David is, let me read some of the key phrases from this psalm. Have mercy upon me. Notice how personal it is. It's my transgression. Wash me. It's my iniquity. Cleanse me, it's my sin. I acknowledge my sin. I have sinned against you. Purge me, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit. Cast me not away from thy presence. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Deliver me from the guilt of this blood and my past. Notice the personalness. It's and that's the key. God wants us to come to him when it comes to repentance and forgiveness, and to come with that personal responsibility, that personal honesty, that personal confession.
Mm-hmm.
It's me, Lord. It's not my brother. It's not my sister. It's not my wife. It's not my kids. It's not this person who's mean to me. It's not this person who did this to me. It's not about excuses. It's not about reasons. It's not about justification. It's about me.
Yeah.
And if we want God to hear our prayer of repentance and forgiveness, and he will, That's the beautiful thing. The Bible says that if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all sin, even the worst of sins, even the things that we think there's no way God could forgive me. Mm-hmm. Even that, all sin, he can forgive and cleanse us if we'll make it personal.
Mm. You know, growing up, I always sort of felt like in church they would talk about the big sins, right? And if it's like adultery, sex, or like being drunk and all of these sort of things. But I really like this idea that Paul Tripp, an author I like, says, Pastor, he talks about how the one thing we all have in common is that we're sinners and we need the Lord, and that's why Jesus came. And so this is a prayer that all of us need. Like, maybe we have or maybe we haven't done the things that David has, but like, this prayer can apply to all of us because we all need the Lord to save us and heal us and restore us.
Absolutely. And so today the simple steps are to make our prayer of repentance and forgiveness personal. What does that mean? It means to be totally honest with God. Mm-hmm. God, it's just me and you. This is about your holiness and my sinfulness. And then we have to take responsibility, as I said, for our life.
Yeah.
I take responsibility for my sin, my iniquity, that's what David did. He said, it's about me. And then we have to confess our sin and we have to be specific. Notice there were three types of things. There's transgressions, there's iniquities, and there's sins. And we don't have a time to get into all the differences there, but transgression is basically those outward acts of rebellion. Mm-hmm. Iniquities are those inward, ickies and attitudes, of fault,
lust,
and mischief and, yeah. and sneaky stuff and lustful mm-hmm. private things. Transgressions are outward, you know, iniquities are inward types of things. And then sin is overall offenses and habits and things that displease God. So there's a lot of stuff in there. And we don't need to make a list. I think I've told the story many times of the teacher I had in Bible school who we went into class one day and she said, take out a piece of paper, write down a number from 1 to 10, and we thought, oh, a pop quiz, and we're not ready for it. And she said, write down the 10 worst sins you can think of, and how many know we finished that in seconds. The whole entire class did that quickly, put our pencils down, done. That was easy. And then she said, now look at the list, and someone raised their hand in this room of 30 students. How many wrote something down that you've done?
Right.
And there wasn't one hand in the entire room. That's the point. Mm-hmm. We can make lists of sins for everybody else, and we could look at David and say, "Oh, I'd never do that." Mm-hmm. But just because we can't make a list, and I'm not here to tell you this is worse than this, and you're bad, and I'm good, and you're good, and I'm bad. No, the truth is we're all sinners, as you said. And listen, the beauty is God forgives all sin.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. You say, but Pastor, maybe I've committed the sin of the Holy Spirit. You know, I've blasphemed the Holy Spirit. That's the sin that can't be forgiven. Listen, what that means is that we totally reject God. When we totally reject God, God can't forgive us because we've chosen not to receive his mm-hmm. forgiveness. So please don't get hung up on that. And again, I don't want to get into all the theology of that. The bottom line is we've all sinned and we all need forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And God forgives all sin. And if we'll make it personal, Lord, it's me.
Yeah.
And Lord, it's about me. I'm not going to make excuses. I'm not going to justify it. I'm not going to blame anybody else. I'm going to take responsibility. I'm going to confess that sin, whatever it is, and I'm going to be specific, and I'm going to commit it to you, and I'm going to ask you to watch it. And the Bible says he's faithful and just to do that. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful exchange.
So good. You know, the thing, that's something that really jumped out at me when I was reading over this. In verse 4, it says that David prays that God is justified when he judges us. And I think maybe because we've been studying through theology and for First Wednesdays in the gospel and the cross and the resurrection, that was something that really jumped out at me, because I've been thinking about that a lot lately, that God is justified when he judges us. But when he judges us, what he's chosen to do, Pastor and listeners and me, is he's chosen to say, no, I'm going to look at the righteousness of Christ in your place. That's how he judges us. Yeah,
he's for us even when we sin and when we mess up. He's still for us. He's still on our side. He's not against us. When our kids mess up, we don't turn our backs on them.
Right.
We don't say you're no good anymore. We're for them. We want to help them.
Yeah.
Same thing with God. And you know, here maybe someone's saying, I need that prayer of repentance mm-hmm. and forgiveness today. You say, well, how do I pray? What do I say? You know what? I think verse 10 is really the key. Here's the prayer. Here's the prayer I think that we could pray today. Create in me, Lord, a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in me. Restore unto me the joy mm-hmm. of thy salvation. Mm-hmm. And deliver me from the guilt. There's your four-part mm-hmm. prayer. It's an easy outline. And I believe that's the prayer. And here's the good news. God is still the one who creates clean hearts. God is still the one who restores right spirits and renews right spirits. God's still the one who restores joy, and God's still the one who delivers from guilt. Mm-hmm. So let's make that our prayer today. Mm-hmm. Lord, we just build an altar right now, yes. an altar of repentance and forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And we ask you, Lord, to create in us a clean heart and to renew a right spirit in us, to mm-hmm. restore unto us the joy of your salvation and deliver us from all guilt. Mm-hmm. We thank you that when we take responsibility and we confess our sin to you, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. We thank you that forgiveness is flowing yes. and victory again is coming to our life. And I pray that the enemy who tries to cause us to live in guilt and shame would be defeated, and we stand in the joy and the victory of Jesus Christ. I speak blessing over every person in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know, Pastor, I just want to look at the last part of the chapter. After that prayer there, what does David do? Then he goes on to change. He's like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not just going to say, forgive me. He says, I'm going to teach sinners about your forgiveness. He said, I'm going to start preaching the gospel again. I'm going to open my lips. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to obey. I understand that you don't want me to just give sacrifices when I do wrong, but you want me to obey. And so I just really like that the Lord leads him through this, well, a brokenness, which is what we need, a humility before the Lord, through repentance, through a washing, through a restoring of joy, a restoring of relationship, and then saying, okay, and now I'm going to walk in your ways, Lord. Help us and give us the strength.
And that's the best testimony to the sinner or yeah. to other people, is that if your story and my story, if God forgave me, mm-hmm. he can forgive you. Yeah. If God saved you, he can save me. If God restored you, he can restore yeah. me. That's really why God wants us to do with that. Not just say, oh, thank God you did it for me,
right.
but I can share that with someone else because there are others that need to know. And you may come in contact with someone and someone may be one day complaining to you about this or talking about something that's happened in their life. Instead of condemning them or beating them up, let them know, hey, I serve a God and there's a God. I messed up too and right. God forgave me and he can forgive you. And yes, let's turn that negative and that bad into something good and something positive
yeah.
where other lives, because God wants us to be the testimony to others
mm-hmm.
that yes, we're all sinners, but he forgives all as well.
Yeah. But even in that, it's not that Christians as followers of Christ that we're better or more holy. It's just that he's more holy and we have chosen to commit our lives to him. And so we don't always even have to be right about everything, that we can be humble before the Lord and before our neighbors and then lead them to the cross too.
Yes. And if you prayed that today, God heard that prayer. Stand in the forgiveness of God, stand in the righteousness of God, and go and sin no more, and go and
yeah.
continue to build on that and have the strength to not fall into those patterns again. And then also to tell your story to others so
mm-hmm.
that they too can find the love, the forgiveness, the grace, and the goodness of God in their life as well.
So good.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, visit us at bethelchristian-mi.org or find us on social media. To stay updated on upcoming episodes, please consider subscribing to the podcast. We pray you will be empowered to live, learn, love, and lead in the power and love of Christ.